views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to the Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of feeling your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a way for people to call in if they have an issue or a problem, something that's bothering them, and you would like to receive an energetic upgrade or creative solutions to your problems. You are free to call in at any time, 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite practitioners on the show today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark and I have been, he's from Germany. We've been working together for 7 years or so now. And we have co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars together. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Colette.
Hi. It's so good to hear your voice.
Back from the jungle, the first time.
Yeah.
We talked through Skype, right? But now it's the first time on air.
Yeah,
again.
Since Peru.
Peru, oh my God.
and we are talking about how easy it is to shift energy and, you know, our energetic upgrade seminars. And that is the easy way compared to Peru.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But still, I want to say if anybody ever wants to do the real experience, they should go over and check it out. And I would recommend Ron Wheelock. You can find it also through the Gringo Shaman. You just tip that eye in Iquitos, Gringo Shaman, you will have him. And beware. See, I told you that was like the first time in 40 years that on my birthday I went to bed at 6:30 at night. Because we had a ceremony right into my birthday, which I wanted. But it got me more than on my knees, so to speak. So I had to rest the next day.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You were making me laugh because you were talking about how, you know, so many people, you're talking to yourself at the end there. And you were saying how so many people are trying to turn their minds off. And that, you know, maybe for you, because it's so easy for you to turn your mind off now, that maybe you should turn yours on, because it was New Year's Eve, that first night we did ceremony, and you were saying, I could have chosen anything, I could have gone anywhere, I could have gone to a concert, and I was laughing so hard, it just made me laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah, now I remember, I told myself, once in a while, I might want to use my mind here, oh my God.
So, but it was a lot of fun, and you know, I mean, it was a major learning experience. It speeds things up, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. It brings out a lot of stuff in you, and it clears a lot. It's really, I would go so far as say that's really as close as you can get to a miracle, as you can get to really feel a holiness in yourself. And oh, we actually had a person, which is a doctor, with us here, right? And the third ceremony, you were by then, I think, on your way to Machu Picchu. I guess so, right? Yeah, but she had a big tumor in her right chest, and after the shaman worked on her during ceremony, it was gone. It was totally gone. And by the way, being back home, she went to the hospital, had herself checked through again, everything, and they can't find a bit. It is gone.
Awesome. Awesome.
How awesome
That's
is
such
this,
good
right?
news. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, that is the plant medicine is a challenging way, because you face yourself and you face some things about yourself that, you know, are challenging.
And, oh, yeah.
you know, being in the jungle, I mean, like...
itself is challenging, right? All the mosquitoes, yeah. They heat and stuff doesn't dry and yeah. It's not that
and
easy.
And the bats flying up from underneath your butt when you're in the outhouse.
Oh, that is strange too, isn't it? I did a huge jump, right? Out of that toilet when I kind of like had something wiggling around my legs. Well, I'm not saying that, but it freaked me. I'm going to tell you.
So, you know, I want to assure everybody that our energetic upgrade seminars are not that challenging.
No. If you want to have changes and you not that hardcore, so you come by, and not only do we change stuff for you, we also help you to be able in the near future to change stuff for yourself as well, and for others, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have one in March, the mid of March in Germany, and then we have another one is it October, right? The end
yep.
of...
Yeah, 22nd, 23rd, that weekend, the third last weekend in October.
Yeah, in Vancouver.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward for that. I like Vancouver, and I like to be at your place as well in Kelowna,
yeah,
which is so beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, this is the thing. Like we're, you know, we've been working diligently at getting our online program out now, and so that's almost mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, that should be out pretty soon. Now the last checks are done to see if everything is right and fit together, and all the stuff is cut right. So I would say from at the end of February, it should be available. It is in English. It comes out in English first. Of course,
yes.
People can buy it online, and you have access for a whole year. You can do it two or three times, watch everything over and over again. That is perfect. Yeah, and then we'll, by the mid of this year, we'll come out in German as well. I need to do some stuff again in German, and we have to subtitle you, Colette, which you're all going to do. And then it's also available in German, which is nice.
Yeah,
a lot of people wait for that one.
Yeah, and we've been working on it. It's the third dimensional world, right?
Yep.
Just when you think that things are, you know, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. We have a caller also that I want to take his call right away when we get back. We're going to have to take a quick break soon.
Cool.
But the thing is that, you know, when we come back, I want to talk about that, like, because we like to share simple tools that people can use that are really effective. And like, you don't have to be, you know, you just have to apply these tools.
And, perfect, because we have something for people today, right?
Yeah, you had come up with something pretty special. So when we're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we're going to take this call, and we will talk a little bit about manifesting, you know, how you say that you at first get what less of what you don't want and more of what you do. And so we're going to talk about that and how
perfect.
That appears. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. When we return, we'll share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark, before we continue, just give everybody your contact information.
Oh, sure. Even though the site will be brand new soon, but you want to look at my old one still, which is cool too, it's Mark, M-A-R-C, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com, or you go on energeticupgrade.com, which is the site of the two of us doing seminars and what we do, like, right, they can watch it, which is cool.
Awesome. And you're listening in right now, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We have a caller on the line, Mike from Regina. Mike, are you there?
Hey, caller, how's it going?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We haven't seen Mike since Vancouver, like a year ago or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's quite a while. Yep.
How are you doing, Mike?
Lauren, I plan to be there in October. So.
Awesome. Oh, perfect. Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. So,
oh, yeah, we will.
How are those little girls?
Oh, well, they're great. I can't say anything bad about them. They're right now just getting into a mess. We got them a puppy a while ago, so they're having fun with their little golden doodle. So
nice.
That's cool. So can we do something for you today?
Yeah, you know, it's about this time last year I called in as well, just with the whole work thing. I focus so much on work all year. I get to the new year and it seems like my mind goes elsewhere come Christmas. Come New Year, and I start lagging behind again. And last year, you guys did a great job to the back. Well, I far exceeded my year before.
Oh yeah,
to help you guys. So
yeah,
Laura actually told me today. She said, "Mark's on. You have to call."
Cool. So Mark, when you get in touch with Mike's career right now, what are you picking up as a? And we go for weaknesses, right, Mike? So if it's strong already, we don't need to shift it. So What are you picking up, Mark?
Where do you have it, Mike, from 0 to 10? Like, how much does it bother you? It's not the way it could be, or you don't focus as well?
I'd say I'm around a 5 in terms of focused on work. I had a really big transaction fall apart, which really just defeated me. That was about a week and a half ago. And just
on the number? So once we correct it, we get a feedback loop with you, you know? 10 meaning being the worst, sure. 0 being, or you feeling it's okay.
Sorry, what was that?
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this bothering you right now?
Yep.
I'd say on a scale of 10, probably an 8.
Okay.
Okay. I was getting well, that's 7. Solid, actually. Yeah. A 7, that's true.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so.
Well, the first weakness I get is 2016. The number itself is a 9. That equals actually the German word 9, meaning no.
Okay. Yeah.
That triggers it being a no-go, being a not good year. Also, you know, the sun and the earth are spiraling through the universe. So at the place right now for 3 more months, it's kind of weak to you. So we'll make it strong so you don't have to wait 3 months until it gets better. then correct the numbers for you to be strong.
Yeah, a lot of this is coming up, numbers, number crunching.
Do you have an? Do you like if you see a price $2.99? Is there something you don't like about it because everybody knows it's $3, but they put it $2.99 just to make it look better and stuff like that? Is it something you like or dislike?
To me, I don't. To me, it's an optics thing. You know, I like putting a lower number on it if possible. I think it helps somebody sell. But I guess the numbers that have been bothering me is some of the deals I'm looking at are quite substantial, into the millions for some of these projects. So that I think has really been a really big hiccup.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of getting that there's a subconscious jealousness to the larger number once it's over a million people. Like they had in their heads more than a million, or you don't get with the 99.9 thing anything anymore. So let's make you strong to that something is cheaper, sometimes easier to sell, and get this out of your subconscious.
Yeah, that you have to put so much effort into it, or it's not worth $1 million, is what's coming up. So putting too much effort into anything never leads to ease, that's for sure.
Like the bigger the numbers, the more effort it has to have.
For whatever reason, it's coming up. Like real estate is kind of like what my mom said about dating men, which was that, you know, it's just as easy to fall in love with someone who's rich as someone who isn't. That was something that my mom always said.
See, my mom always said rich people also have pretty daughters. It's like the same thing, actually.
It must be a German thing.
I guess so.
But it's coming up like for Mike, kind of like it's like you may as well sell a house that's worth $1 million as sell one that's worth $100,000. Has anyone ever noticed how those zeros, you know, zeros are supposed to mean nothing? Yeah. But when you start adding them to the end of an equation, when it's your bank statement, those zeros can really, you know, make a big difference, right?
So how about now, Mike, if you check the number again, you started off with an 8. So where are you now?
The next 3 months, say about a 6.
Okay.
I get a 4, actually.
That's what I got, too, is a 4. And so it is shifting. So we want to strengthen your perception. A lot of it is coming up collective. And so, you know, remember that a lot of what you hear out there from the collective influence, right before I was leaving to go to Peru, there was a bunch of stuff on, you know, all of a sudden people were sending me stuff about how dangerous it is to go to, you know, to go to a shaman, blah, blah, blah. And there was like, you know, it's dangerous to go to Peru. Like there's always, it was the same thing when I went to Egypt. A lot of times people have fears around something that you don't necessarily have yourself. And so you want to be really clear on whether this is your fear coming in or whether this is someone else's fear. And so, yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Are you working in an office where there's more other like real estate people in there? They sell stuff, or do you have your own closed room?
I have my own closed room. I work in an office of 3 other people. Two of the guys.
How do those people talk about the market right now? Are they very positive, or are they like more like
positive? Our group is definitely positive. The other office that I can go work in is, you know, 50-50.
I would say that the general population is a little bit weak in, you know, you're in Saskatchewan. When you test Saskatchewan to, say, British Columbia, it's weak. When you test Saskatchewan to Alberta, you know, it's kind of like Alberta to Saskatchewan. It's in the center, kind of in the center. So we'll just strengthen you to being in the center of a bunch of other people who don't agree with you. Because of the election is what's coming up. A lot of this has been coming up since the election. So we just strengthen everybody to the information out there. There's so much information. Information is energy. And so you can use that energy to work for you, or you can use that energy to work against you. So getting all caught up in what other people think, what other people are feeling is not beneficial for you. Let's just strengthen you to that, letting go of any emotion around that. any emotional ties to any of the properties is what's coming up. So just strengthening all that for people to be less sentimental, I'm getting. So just get you know, like that for the collective, and then for you to be able to very easily get to a position where you can tell whether or not this is coming from inside or outside of you. So strengthening you to your internal forces.
Mm-hmm.
Around that.
I'm also getting karma with some of the buildings you've been selling 2015. It's more like from your ancestors having karma with those places. And these piled up and kind of now are like influencing you mm-hmm. on the level of being more motivated. Because if you would, like your ancestors have been, and it led to a not so pleasant experience. So, you know, dissolve mm-hmm. all that for you, for your ancestors, for all the involved people back then.
And it's also important that you get neutral here to what the information is. Not so much whether it's positive or negative. Positive and negative puts too much emotion into it. If you get neutral to what's going on, then we just strengthen that. The neutrality in its on its own will, when you're in a place of neutrality, it's much easier to make strong choices about which direction to go. And so just strengthening you to that, not so much positive or negative energy, but just or right or wrong energy, just that this is an experience you're going through right now. How are
so how
you
about
feeling?
Now? Yeah.
I definitely like two or one or two.
Yeah. Yeah. So
a lot more calm.
So we just get you really strong to this, like creative solutions to the direction you want to go, the path that you take here. Just strengthen that. And, you know, seeing the big picture as complete is what's coming up. Like enjoying all aspects of life, not just the financial aspects from work. Mm-hmm. Like that work doesn't have to take away from pleasure. You really enjoy your work. So we just strengthen you to that.
It's not a job for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is just really tapping into that your enjoyment of it. So we just get you strong to that. How is it now, Mike?
Great. Yeah,
there.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling in.
No, yeah, thank
I think
you guys.
See you in October then.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we'll definitely see you. And if, Mark, you end up in Canada to see Colette anytime between then, Colette, send us a message and we'll try to fly out to meet you guys for a drink.
Oh,
oh
that
sure.
sounds
that would
awesome.
Be nice.
We're talking
perfect.
Maybe June.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution.
If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach from Germany here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Joanna from Poland on the line, so we'll take that call right away, Mark.
Sure.
Joanna, are you there?
Hello, Colette and Mark.
Hi there.
Hello again.
Hi, Joanna.
What can we do for you today, Joanna?
A few days ago, all of a sudden, I felt like a stiffness around my neck and my top back. And I'm not sure if it was coming from the spine, and it was like really, really uncomfortable. And I was I went panicky a bit.
Okay.
And I thought immediately of you.
Okay, and, so this happened about 3 days ago. And is the sensation still tight now?
No, it's not there. It's like it's a bit going, but it's still not fully. I still feel a little bit of pain when I move my head because I couldn't move my head to the back to anywhere.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, now where are you at with it?
With this, I don't know, maybe 1.
Okay, yeah, like what's coming up is that
come back and
yeah, it's coming up on an emotional level of things that you thought you had finished with coming back and having to turn your head to take a look at it is what I got right away. Mark, what are you picking up for her?
I also have it. Does it more hurt when you move it to the right side?
Yes, I mean, I couldn't move at all, but yes, the right side was more affected.
So what I'm getting is the
right side of the spine.
A long chain of not being right, but still arguing with people to keep it right, and that kind of weakened you and made you like not being able to move to being right again.
Okay.
So let's resolve that and make your subconscious to your unconscious and your conscious strong.
Yeah, it's not so much about it being right or wrong. It's more going to the right, doing the right thing. So we just strengthen you to that, that you take action on your strengths, not on your weaknesses. So in a way, you can look at it as being like a good thing that you couldn't move. Sometimes it's good not to make a move. I'm getting that for you. Let's just strengthen you to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's okay to just be still.
So also, tendency of doing the decisions too soon, too fast, not giving yourself the time it needs until you and stuff like that. Like, Colette said, yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just strengthen you to that, that it's okay, especially like people have a tendency when someone asks them a question and they don't want to appear to be stupid. So what they do is they answer right away and then they're not necessarily right. And then they have to make it right. So let's just get you strong that in, you know, if you take a couple seconds to answer anyone or to answer yourself, that you allow yourself to take that space for yourself. And we just strengthen that so that whatever choice you make then, that you're strong in making that choice. When you're strong in making a choice, it automatically makes it a strong choice. So when you get in touch with that now, how does it feel?
It feels better. Actually, the pain is gone, I think.
It's about flexibility. And flexibility not just of the neck, but of flexibility of your mind and flexibility of your emotions is what's coming up. So we just strengthen all of that. That's cool. Any last words, Mark?
No, I feel solid to me.
Yeah, it feels good. Thank you for calling in, Joanna. We have another caller here, Roberta from Vancouver.
All right.
Roberta from Vancouver, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi.
We were just talking about Vancouver.
Yeah, because we'll be there to do a seminar in October.
So what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to thank you both. I have both Mark's books and I have your book. And
cool.
It was great that you wrote those because they're so helpful. My challenge today is my foot really hurts, the heel, when I put it to the ground.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like super painful, where are you at?
Probably about an 8 because I just got up and walking on it at the very beginning.
It's coming up that you're weak to starting out your day, like stepping out. And so being a heel, like... having to be called to heal. So I'm just working on that. Mark, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up that having to put your rights to the ground, that is weakening you. That a lot of ways our all rights are going to step with feet anywhere you go in the world. And it symbolizes through your right foot, the right you have, you can't put it on the ground anymore.
Okay.
So let's make you strong in that. Make you strong to the dirty deeds, we call that. No? All with the government and whoever tries to talk you into something.
Authority figures. She goes weak right away. Yeah. Being like told to heal, like you tell a dog. Yeah.
That was the next thing. And then you don't, on a subconscious level, see no way to heal that. Like that, this right to put it down. To the ground. The rights are put down to the ground. It can't be healed. So let's get all this strengthened out of your system. Make both sides even again. Strengthen the structural integrity plus your physical fitness. And take out all the worries from your ancestors, actually. Not even yours.
Mm-hmm. About times in the past that things didn't... Being on the wrong trail is what's coming up. So sniffing out the right trail. Where are you at now?
Move your leg and see what's going on.
I'd say it's about a 2.
Perfect. That's what I got.
Yeah. because it feels like kind of like so that little bit of a splinter still left in there, like festering. So when you think
about...
Do
you have kids? Oh, sorry. Call,
yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, do you have kids?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
But two of them are weak. So do you have two of them who make you more trouble than the others?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So those two are still weak? They can't put their feet on the ground, meaning they're too up in the air, to have too much of ideas and stuff they want to do, which are to your value system is unrealistic. Would you say that kind of matches it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's make you strong in that. Make them fly around and you don't care. So it's their experience, their way of doing it, but we also make you strong, not having the feeling that you're going to get the bill to pay for it, because that's actually really bugging you.
Attack. Okay, so we just strengthen that. So when you get in touch with it now, Roberta, how does your foot feel?
It feels like it's gone.
Good.
Perfect. Can I mention one thing, Roberta? If you like the books and you haven't been rating them on Amazon yet, that would be very nice to do so.
Okay, thank you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in. We actually do have one more caller that we'll take after this next break. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. It's been a pleasure to connect with you, Mark. We did talk. We have one more caller on the line, and we wanted, though, to quickly share this one tool that you came up with for people before we take this call so that we so we cover it. And if we need to next time you come on, we'll redo.
Oh, sure. Well, a lot of people have a lot of fears these days because a lot of stuff happened in the world and all of that. And that influences, of course, the stuff you attract into your life. So one thing you might want to try out for just a day. And if you like it, you might want to try out a week, and after that a month. But a day is good to start. Is if you talk to other people, only talk for a day what you as a person, what you personally experienced. Not what you heard on television, on the radio, or somebody told you that they experienced. You only talk about stuff you really had in your life in terms of you made the experience firsthand. And you'll see after day that a lot of negative stuff is just falling out the window because we all have heard that this happened there and over there that happened and that plane crashed there. If you were not there, didn't fall on your head, you were not in the plane, don't talk about it. Talk only about stuff you really experienced because then you will get soon a really good feeling about what is your part of the world. But what do you go into resonance? And what is other people's parts of the shared reality?
That is brilliant. I find this as so simple.
As a very powerful tool. You just start with a day and expand it for a week. And after that, most people go, this is good. This is serving me.
Yeah, well, it serves you because you're not distracted by outside dramas and influences. And, you know, lots of times that'll happen where you're working with a client or working with different people energetically, and their bother is gone, and then they're bothered that they don't have a bother. And so, you know, it sounds funny.
So they put the television on. Look the news. You got a lot to bother about.
Yeah, you know, all that's all it really takes. So that it's cool, like, just to really focus on that. And what did you experience from doing that?
Very interesting. You all of a sudden realize that you have the power of what happens in your life. It's not about what's going on around you. Who cares if something really bad happens if you're not there where it is? And you stop jumping into misery of other people, delivered through yourself as well. You just don't put that emotions onto yourself, and then you don't attract stuff you wouldn't have been living through in the first place.
Perfect.
So only talk about what you experience. And the next step could be that you only talk about good stuff you experienced. You just even leave the stuff out, which was bad in terms of putting it into other people, because that's what we all do. If we talk about it, we put it into their reality as well.
Cool. So there's an easy tip. It sounds easy, but I have a feeling.
Yeah. Start with a day.
Start with a day or an hour. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take this call from Raul from Seattle. Raul, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, friends.
Hi there. How are
Hi,
you?
I'm doing good, actually. I'm excited. It's really nice to be talking to you right now.
Good. Awesome. What can we do for you?
I am wondering if you can help me ease somehow or improve my relationship with money. I am in a really one of the best situations or positions that I've been in a long time. And I am a little anxious. I'm a little bit freaked out, actually.
Well, you're freaked out because of your success, so I'm going to work on that part.
Are you afraid of losing it? Is that what it is?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, from a 0 to a 10, how high is that fear of losing it? 10 being the worst and 0, you're neutral with it.
Right now, it's about 7 to 8.
Yeah, see, if you don't have anything to lose, then you're more comfortable. It's when you have something to lose. That's why you're caught. Okay, so we just strengthen that for you, that you could be in a comfortable place and you wouldn't have to push yourself, motivate yourself through fear and anger and whatever else.
Do you have an Indian background or something to do with India?
Not that I know of.
Okay. because some energy is coming in terms of being enlightened, and that has all the collective thoughts on it. Like, if you make too much money, you can't be enlightened, because all enlightened people are kind of poor and don't care about this 3D stuff. So let's make you strong to that. Maybe your subconscious just picked it up on the way.
I'm also, somewhere. But that's also very similar to Roman Catholic Church, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
and guilt comes in with it, right, too.
Yeah, the guilt of...
they just add the guilt part, right?
Yeah. It's okay for... So we just strengthen that. If it's okay for the Roman Catholic, you know, religion to own the most expensive properties in the world, then as real estate, then it's probably okay for you to own real estate also.
And to make some money as well.
Yeah, so just clearing that, like the it's coming up like a two-way street that's not even. So we just strengthen that for you, like the teachings. And it's coming up partly astrological too. Kind of the sign of the times is what's coming up. So just strengthening that for everybody. You know, tonight I'm doing also a teleconference I call Teleshifting on Finances.
Oh,
and
cool.
So people can still grab that if you want. You can go to The Truth is Funny under Teleshifting.
Oh, and, yeah, you should.
Yeah, I have that on tonight, and then we're moving. It was it's three parts. Last week we did the physical body. This week we're doing the finances, and next week we're doing Singles Awareness Day, better known as preparation for Valentine's Day,
right?
So we strengthen that for you, like for everyone listening right now, because those three things were what was coming up week in the new year. And it's kind of like, Mark, this came up earlier, like with the moving into a new year and all the expectations people put on that. So, you know, we could strengthen that for everybody that, you know, if New Year's Eve didn't turn out the way you expected it, that the new year didn't work the way you did. There's a bunch of New Year's Eve celebrations coming up still in all parts of the world.
So, also,
that was pretty good.
Everybody puts big hope of the new year, and now everything's going to change. So if something was bad in 2015, it's good to have to hook onto that hope that now things going to change. But if you did well, then you have subconscious also this pressure, the new year's going to change. Now, this is not changed for better for some people. They assume, oh my God, if I did well, then it's going to get worse. You're one of those guys who got hooked into that kind of energy. So let's make you stronger that this year, the last year was the best year for you so far, and this one can be even better.
There you go. Strengthening it.
What I struggle is that I don't have a person that have shown me how to deal with money, or, you know, like a father figure or anybody in my family had money, so they know how to deal with money.
So you could be like the guy that does that now. Let's strengthen you to that. Now you don't have to give up a bunch of misinformation.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go.
So how about now? If you check it again, you've been at a 7 to 8. Where are you now?
I would say 4. I feel more at ease. That made a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
perception shifting.
Yeah.
I got between 3 and 2. So your perception's changing. We're going to strengthen you to allow your perception to change quickly, to look at the situation of not having forefathers who taught. Most of the time, our ancestors, when they teach us about money, a lot of times it's because they lose it. They teach us what not to do.
Yep. And that is as good as how to do, right? You need kind of both.
There we go. Yeah. So we just strengthen that it's not a good or a bad or right or wrong. It's just an experience that you had. Not having ancestors show you how to make money. Also, you didn't have ancestors then to show you how not to make money. So we strengthen that for everyone. We have to go. It's like that time of the day again where the radio show is almost over. Mark, any last words to everybody listening in? And
well, I'm very happy to be on your show. As usual, it was a pleasure to be there. Hope to see one of the listeners at a live event, or if they want, check out the online programs coming up pretty soon. And until then, have fun, everybody, and I'm glad to be back soon.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for calling in, Raul. Thank you, Brian. We will see you next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.